In an effort to help the endangered whooping cranes establish a new migration route, wildlife experts trained the flock to follow an ultralight plane. The migration started in Wisconsin with a flock of 8 young whooping cranes. One refused to stay with the flock and ended up being driven in a van to Florida. One bird hit a power line and was killed. But 6 whooping cranes made the entire trip. Chuck Underwood with the National Fish and Wildlife Service says unlike previous trips with more cooperative sandhill cranes, whooping cranes turned out to be extremely independent.
It was a guess any given day which bird might decide to break off and do its own thing. So that was a challenge all the way down.
Wildlife managers say the birds will find their own way back to Wisconsin in the spring. Hopefully, it will begin a regular migration pattern, the second of wild whooping cranes in North America. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, this is Lester Graham.